Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just better command of his pitches, more experience. When he doesn't have certain pitches, he's got other things to go to. I think Adley did a great job with him tonight. Also, for me, like that last start was kind of just a strange one. It just didn't go his way. But tonight, for me, was more of Grayson being able to front-to-back guys, not being able to just sit on one pitch.
Honestly, the experience and having the confidence and just, knowing that I can do it and getting out here and just trying to help the team win every day.
Obviously, anytime you came off the board, it's a good night. But, yeah, a little wild trying to find the strike zone. Obviously, had some traffic there a lot. Just trying to limit that next time.
It's Grayson Rodriguez, last night's winning pitcher for the Orioles as they take a series opener against the New York Yankees, who came to Baltimore in first place in the American League's Eastern Division, and there's still three to go, so plenty to be determined here on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Yes, Network Yankees Radio, rather, on the highlights there. And Gunnar Henderson leads off with a homer. His 10th homer. He is, what, youngest player in Major League history to have 10 homers before May the 1st. Let's keep in mind the season starts like in March now. Not like in March, in March. The season's already over a month old. Started on March 28th. Sooner or later, the season will start right around the time the Sweet 16 begins, and it'll end right around the time the Thanksgiving matchup in the NFL will take place, as they're trying to stretch things. And you saw that NFL thing. Goodell wins 18 games and all this fun stuff, but we digress early in the show. But Gunnar Henderson's a stud. I mean, what more do you need to see? And he's just getting started. And he's the Orioles stud. The power, the glove, the speed. Manny Machado looked like he was going to be that guy a decade plus ago, but man, he was adverse to hustling. Especially as he got a little more established as a star. And then eventually himself admitted, I'm not Johnny Hustle there. Yeah, duh. But Manny was a brilliant player, still is. And a highly paid one at that. But we might be seeing next level stuff from Gunnar Henderson, where Manny was the third pick in the draft, came up at 20, solidified defense at third base for the 2012 Orioles, display a little bat, hit a home run in the playoffs against the Yankees. Then the next year, the 50-plus doubles and the brilliance at third base defensively, which led to the Platinum Glove, and even the late, great Brooks Robinson himself was going, I couldn't make these plays. Because Brooksy didn't have the arm that Manny had and still has. And then the power came and Manny started hitting home runs, yin and yang. But this guy, Gunnar Henderson, a little more wheels. Manny had some 20 steal seasons too, let's not forget. And coming back from knee problems to do so. And let me just try, I'm not trying to crap on Manny Machado, who was one of my favorite Orioles, and is still to this day one of the stars of the game. But Gunnar Henderson's looking like a guy that might reach levels. Because if you would have said to me, Nolan McGraw, it's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny having his procedure today. As soon as I get some intel, I'll let you know. Of course, you're not texting. Hey, so how's it going? How's that open heart surgery working out for you? I'm sure some recovery time, families there. We'll get in a, when we find out, you'll find out. But if you had said to me in 2000, I would have told you, actually, Nolan, Manny Machado is going to have multiple MVPs within the next 10 years. You would have said what to me? He got hurt at the end of 13, which kind of sucked. And then got hurt again at 14, where he missed a championship series with the playoffs. Second half of the year, basically, for that division title. But I would have guaranteed you he would have had at least one, if not two, most valuable players by this stage in his career.
I'd buy it. Call it orange Kool-Aid all you want.
Yeah.
Homerism, whatever. He was on that trajectory, or looked like it, as a young star.
Now, he's been a top three vote guy as his career progressed, but you're looking at Gunnar Henderson as a guy that might be an MVP candidate this year. I mean, you look at the player of the month for April, which is to be determined, and he might not get that because Mike Trout's having a hell of a start out there with the Angels, even though they're not doing all that great. They won last night. But you look at it, Gunnar Henderson is one of these transcendent level ball players. And just the hustle, and he gets plunked and just flips it off. You know, lesser people would still be rolling around on the batter's box with bruise the size of a basketball on their arm. Now, he was pissed, and rightfully so. I don't think there was any intent on behalf of Ferguson there. But still, just the small... Oh, so he gets plunked, gets on base, advances on a sack fly from second to third, and then scores on Volpe's error, and Volpe's Gold Glove winning dude. So that's a rare thing to see from him. But just he does these little things on top of the spectacular things to help you win games. It's a special guy.
It's the exact point I was going to make. Last night was everything you love about Gunnar. The leadoff homer. All right, the power speaks for itself. Immediate run on the board right out the gate. But then, like you said, in the eighth inning, crafty base running, heads up base running, testing a good arm there in Soto and right field to tag from second to third.
Yep.
Ended up not being that great of a throw, but still, if he doesn't do that, doesn't score on the error, crucial run at the time, and sure, Coulomb goes on and pitches well in the ninth, but how beneficial was that extra run for his, you know, mental state going into that ninth inning? All right, I got an extra run to work with here.
And I don't know what was going through your mind in the ninth inning. You know, I got these voices in my head, which I have to argue with, but, you know, I'm watching a game with my wife, and Volpe comes up as the tying run, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, a little Redemption City here, but it didn't work out that way. Or he wasn't a tying run, right? Yeah, he was he?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, do the baseball gods kind of frown upon the Orioles here and let Volpe redeem himself? But nah, it didn't happen. Coulomb gets the save. Cano was outstanding in relief, as was C.N.L. Perez. Grayson, and you heard Grayson Rodriguez himself say, command was a little off, gets into the sixth, over 100 pitches. I guess that's the new magic number for Kundefing here. Three walks, three Ks. So the Orioles, and we talked a lot yesterday with great concern, at some levels, not me per se, bullpen I think's an issue, maybe. Starting rotation is going to get solidified with the return of Bradish and Meansy by the end of the week. I don't know about the Bradish elbow, UCL, PRPs. I don't know. Again, I'm not Frank Joe. We'll see how it goes. I mean, if he's Kyle Bradish, the Orioles have three number one pitchers at the top of their rotation. And if Meansy is any semblance of what he was just in the second half of last year. This guy took a no-hitter into, what, the eighth inning in a game against Cleveland? And then the unfortunate flare-up before the playoffs against the Rangers. But now you add two all-star-level guys to your rotation. So your bullpen gets bolstered, right? So I'm not really concerned about that. But my point is, Yankees just put 30 up in two games against a first-place team in Milwaukee. And they don't sniff anything. Third inning with that first and third. And then Grayson got out of it, struck out the Judge, getting behind in the count. But that was a brilliant performance by the staff. And Grayson's certainly capable of much more in regards to length of game. But, boy, did Brandon Hyde need that after using six guys on Sunday. Now, Cano and Cologne probably no-goes for tonight, if need be, as Dean Kramer's on the hill. But they needed a win to start this one, and they got it. And they were key contributors to it.
Right, yeah. It's, you know, Hyde pushed all the right buttons last night. You know, you're trying to protect a slim lead. It's never easy, especially against this talented of a lineup. But they got the job done. How about that spot for Perez? Your first game back, come in, inherit two runners on base, get out of the jam. Excellent work by him. Cano, like you said, Coulomb speaks for itself. And Danny Coulomb, not really a guy that has done well in a closer role throughout his career. Way more blown saves than actual saves in his career. He's never been an actual closer. It's always been, all right, fill in here and there. Mm-hmm. But two saves for the O's last year, one this year, last night. So we'll see if he, I mean, it's either him or Cano. He says committee. I don't know who else it would be besides those two.
They didn't put Kimbrel on the IL, so maybe he sits out a couple of days with the upper back stiffness. I mean, they made the move. Dylan Tate got option because he has options. They're going to have to make other moves later in the week, and they have guys that don't have options. Mike Bauman comes to mind. I don't think Perez has any. Ramirez doesn't. Suarez does. I'm not sure 100%, but we'll see. But it's now become an interesting conundrum. But if Kimbrel doesn't go the series, why not just, I don't know, maybe Suarez could move into the closer thingy there, throwing high 90s.
Could be. I mean, because
they had three
something.
K's last. You want your closer to be someone who strikes people out. Because balls get put in play, interesting things can happen, even though the Orioles are normally one of the better defensive teams. But you'd prefer the old Batista and Kimbrel. Let's strike out. You know, you're pitching a ninth. There's at least a K or two involved in that scenario.
Right, a closer presence.
Right.
Cano, I guess, is the closest thing you have to that presence. But we'll take the results any way you can get them.
Orioles win last night 2-0, so percentage points back in front in the American League East. Dean Kramer is on the hill for the Orioles, coming off his best start of the year, 10 Ks out at Anaheim. Nestor Cortez Jr., briefly an Oriole back in 2018. He's on the hill for New York. You want to comment on the state of the Orioles pitching staff? Because there's the concern. I mean, the Orioles lead the majors in homers. They lead the American League in runs scored. I think the offense is fine. They're strong defensively for the most part, but if you have an issue with Baltimore, I would think it would probably be in the back end of the bullpen, perhaps, and it'll be interesting to see what Brandon Hyde does tonight if a save situation arises. In perfect world, Orioles score eight runs, Dean Kramer goes seven innings, and then you're just getting through the last six outs unscathed, but life's not perfect, everybody, as I'm the first one to ever tell you that one. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. When it loud, we got it for you. NFL draft in the books. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, The Ravens Wire. We'll get his thoughts on what the Ravens did, the Rashad Bateman contract situation, where there was some, oh, my bad, on part of the agent. We'll explain that if you hadn't heard this one. We got Rich Dubra at bottom of this hour talking about the roster maneuvering that will be taking place during this week as the Orioles get ready for the Yankees and then off to Cincinnati in a rematch of the 1970 World Series. Lakers go home. So, Laker fans, get them Yankee hats out. Come on, you can make that thing happen there. L.A. goes home, and I watched SportsCenter Nolan this morning, a replay of the late night because I get up at 5. And 10 minutes devoted to the Lakers losing and what LeBron's going to be done doing here in the offseason because he has a player option to bounce. Yeah. Oh, Oh, by the way, the defending champions has moved on in the next round. Forget about them. Jamal Murray hitting a huge three to win the game. It was all about the team that lost, as ESPN dictates to the sheep what they think is the big sports story of the day. We got a lot to get to. We'll try to do it in due time.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm here on the Fan.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
We pitched so well against a really, really tough lineup, starting with Grayson. Great to see C&L Perez back, throwing the ball like we know he can. What can you say about Yanni Cano? Won us the game for me. And great to see Danny there get three quick outs.
Brandon Hyde, Orioles manager, talking about the pitching last night against the high-powered New York Yankees, who came into last night's game second, or tied for second in the majors. And home runs behind the Orioles. They were second in the American League in runs scored behind the Orioles. And as we said earlier, we talked about it yesterday, they scored 36 over the weekend against Milwaukee and 30 in the two games Saturday and Sunday as they take two out of three from the Brewers. And the Orioles shut them out. Now expecting that to happen over the next 3 days, a little 66 World Series style, probably not realistic, but Dean Kramer pitched well in his last start. He's not intimidated by New York. His first start of his career, I believe he dominated the Yankees way back when. So Dean Kramer's on the hill against Nestor Cortez, who was an Oriole back in 2018. Nolan, do you remember when Nestor Cortez was a Rule 5 draft pick on the worst Oriole team in the history of Oriole baseball?
I do, and I don't remember him doing the things that he went on to do with New York when he was here.
No, he did not, and only thing I remember about him that year, they were playing the Astros, might have been the second or third series of the year, I'm not totally sure. And he gave up a grand slam against the Astros, you know, were loaded then, and they're struggling now. But then he got, because Rule 5 guys have to stay on the roster the whole season unless they're hurt. Anthony Santander had that shoulder thing way back when, and it worked out perfectly for Baltimore. And then I kind of forgot about it. And then he kind of blossomed and resurfaced a couple years back, was an all-star, and, you know, doesn't look like, you know, prototypical 2024-level athlete. Not that I should criticize anyone's body type by any stretch. But he goes out there and he deals. And he's crafty, and he's got sneaky stuff, and, you know, I'm sure he likes to, you know, stick it up to the Orioles' rear end whenever he gets a chance to do so, and tonight will be the night.
If I'm not mistaken, very well against the Orioles throughout his career. Pitched very well now. In the past, maybe not the best lineups, but he's done well against Baltimore. He's got some swagger to him.
Sure.
The mustache, the funky wind-up and delivery, and I'm sure we'll see that at some point.
He's got cleats that are pretty loud with, you know, colors and other things. I believe he has dubbed himself Nasty Nestor. I could go all kind of different ways with that one, but, you know, I will take the high road there for sure. But anyway, it's Cortez against Dean Kramer. Orioles trying to at least get a split level victory status in this series, maybe even add a game to their lead, which is percentage points in the American League's Eastern Division. Rich Dubroff joins us at the bottom of the hour. But, you know, great crowd last night, kind of. Oriole Park and Camden Yards. We were at Pickles Pub for Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Me, Mike Bordick, Ryan Ripken, Joe LaCroix. Now, Nolan, you're going to be there tonight. It's going to be, what, high 80s, maybe even pushing 90 again. Pickles was packed. Tom and Rob and everybody does a great job, you know, taking care of us down there. And I anticipate a very enthusiastic crowd getting ready for game two of this one.
Right. And what was the split? Yankees, Orioles fans?
More Orioles.
Good. Good to hear. Good to see.
Yeah, and the best way to shut them up at Camden Yards is win, because they get the prime seats. I mean, if you're watching on television, or if you're at the stadium, you can see the blue. But if you're watching on television, they're sitting behind mainly the visitor's dugout, which is quite annoying. But, you know, as long as they're quiet and respectful, that's all that matters. And best way to keep them quiet, kick their asses.
Yeah. They had nothing to cheer for last night.
Oh, and they get obnoxious. It is what it is. It is their wont. Yankee fans to act like they're above us all and, you know, just shut their pie holes by going out there and doing your business on the diamond. All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny is doing his thing. And as soon as we get some Vinny status, we're going to share it with you, so stay tuned for that. But let's go to Ellicott City. It's Kevin. Kevin, what's happening?
What's good, Bob? How you doing today?
I don't know. It just dawned on me that we have Billy Joel coming out for Turn It Up Tuesday. And not one of Billy Joel's rockers either. But anyway, the people pick the music, Kevin. I'm not here to judge on the air anymore.
You're a man that's sprawled out in a variety of directions, brother. It's okay that you missed one or two here or there. You know what I mean? It happens. It happens.
Right. What's going on, man?
Kind of like you were just talking about, my brother. I was sharing with Nolan that, you know, having visiting teams is one thing, right? Having division rivals, enemies, whatever we can label them guys, come to our city. You know, I liked seeing us play strong baseball with them, right? Because, you know, that's the teams we got to beat ultimately to get to where we want to go. And, you know, I hope the folks of Baltimore keep getting out to the yard and representing, and kind of like you said, just, that's the objective of the game, too, is to keep their people quiet. And just sharing that I'm excited about this series, see where we're at, and just to hear some extended thoughts on those things, my man.
No doubt about it, Kevin. Thanks for the call. And look, fans are very excited about the Orioles. They're one of the best teams in baseball. And they have been since Adley Rutschman was called up back in May of 2022. Winning percentage over 600, coming off a 101-win season last year where they won the division for the first time in 9 seasons. As I pointed out, and I'm sure you're well aware, if you are astute with the Orioles' history, the Birds haven't won back-to-back AL East titles in 50 years. They won, what, 5 of the first 6 AL East titles? But they haven't won back-to-back since 73 and 74. And, you know, I got my GED math working here, Nolan, but 1974 was 50 years ago. And that's when Mike Cuero won 20 games, and Ross Grimsley, our buddy, won 18 games, and they didn't have a lot of power, so they relied more on the pitching and the defense and the occasional stolen base. Bobby Grinch was a stud. Paul Blair was still doing his thing. Brooks Robinson was still hitting 280. Palmer was hurt that year for the most part. But 50 years? Almost inconceivable. Can they make it back-to-back? Now, hey, winning divisions are great. But with wild card status now, it's all about getting deep in the playoffs. And the Orioles could win 110 games this year. But if they go quietly in the divisional round, we're going to be talking like we do about the Ravens. That's great. Making a play. We expect you to make the playoffs. When are you going to win that World Series, which they haven't done in 41 years? I mean, it's a tough crowd to please, sports fans. And I get as frustrated as anyone. I told you on Sunday. When Kimbrough gave up the home run to McCann, for the first time in years, I kind of tossed my hat I never throw hats anymore. I've broken TVs watching sporting events. It was usually Maryland basketball-related stuff. Lefty. Little Gary stuff, blown 20-some point leads. But you realize as you get older, inanimate objects have nothing to do with anything. It's the guys on the field or on the ice, on the court. But I was a little irked. But now, expected to win. And Dean Kramer tonight, I like his chances. One of these games, if not the next three, are going to be slugfest. I think what happened last night is an aberration. I think we're going to see a lot of crooked numbers here moving forward, but I'm usually wrong. It's Vidi at 80-1057 The Fan. We'll talk more about that with Rich Dubroff when we come back. We'll take your phone calls after that at 410-583-1057. Kevin Hostreicher, Ravens Wire, USA Today. Look back at the draft and the Rashad Bateman contract situation where drama came to light last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7, the voice of the Fan.
Yeah, that's a little more turned up Tuesday level for me. Just my preference. I've been told many times my musical tastes are bad. But then again, they're my musical tastes. I don't listen to music so that Nolan feels good about himself. I listen to music that makes me feel good. That's all that matters, right, Nolan? Like Maiden, you don't look like an Iron Maiden kind of guy.
I mean, this fits the bill. This is Turn It Up.
Right. We're not talking about appropriate songs for, you know, benchmarks and themes. But I'm guessing it's Shippensburg State when you're shooting pool, drinking $2 pitchers of beer. Probably don't have Number of the Beast cranking up on the jukebox
there. No, and we dropped the state about 30 years before I got there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I stand corrected. It's Vidi and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles win last night, 2-0. Over the Yankees, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's off. And as soon as we know when Vinny's going to be back, you'll be the first to know. Well, you'll be like the fifth to know. But you'll know sooner or later. Let's talk about what happened last night and the interesting week ahead, because the roster is going to be tweaked. And there could be guys without options that could be gonzo, or guys with options who are pitching well who might just be part of the business aspect of the game. From BaltimoreBaseball.com, he's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Let's welcome in our friend and yours, Rich Dubroff. Rich, what's up?
How you doing, Bob?
I did not win $10,000, by the way, last night, Rich.
I'm very upset.
Yeah, so am I. I fell about 112 points short of it, and I can't blame anyone but myself. But anyway, we're not here to talk about my poor gambling habits, and I was actually just testing to see if I could clear it there. But Anyway, Grayson Rodriguez last night, there were a lot of hard contact in Anaheim. What was different about his performance? Pitch count a little high, sure, but no runs is no runs.
Yeah, right you are, Bob. But, you know, I think that the fastball was working well. It wasn't in the middle of the plate as it was in Anaheim. And, you know, and his defense last night was pretty good, too. They came up with some key plays. And to shut out, you know, a potent offense like the Yankees is pretty impressive.
You talk about the defense, and let's talk about Ryan Mountcastle, Gold Glove finalist last year, but, you know, drafted as a shortstop, third base, left field for a while here at the major league level. How impressive has it been, or how surprised maybe, however you want to describe it, Rich, that he has become that good at that position when defense was always assumed to be his worst trait as a ball player?
Well, you know, Bob, there were people in the minor leagues, people in, you know, who had him as a minor leaguer, who suggested all along that he should have been a first baseman. You know, they didn't think that he was a shortstop or third baseman, but they were told that's where the Orioles told them to play him. And then, you know, they finally moved him to first base, and then that was the key. And he's a hard worker. You know, it's funny because we don't always think of first baseman as a defensive player. We think of first base as an offensive position. And then, you know, Mountcastle comes along and makes makes those good plays, and we, you know, appreciate it some. But, you know, the Orioles defense is really good, Bob. You know, I know you've noticed it, but it's really fun to watch with Westberg and with Mountcastle there, of course, and Gunnar Henderson. And, you know, when Jackson Holliday gets back, I think that he's going to be a plus second baseman. So I think you have an excellent defensive infield.
Well, to that point, and I guess we'll bounce around, Rich, defensively, Heston Kerstad, considered to be Dave Parker, Roberto Clemente, or anybody of that ilk, but haven't really seen him much since his return last week in Anaheim. They've faced some righties since then. Why is Kerstad kind of pining it right now?
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering that myself. Because the feeling always is whenever we ask about, you know, prospects, Connor Norby, Kobe Mayo, Stowers, it's always, well, we want them to play when they come up. And I know he's up because Austin Hayes is on the, injured list, but I'd like to see him play some. Yeah. I think that would be a good idea. But I guess, you know, they think the team's playing well and it's not going to hurt them. But I think that, you know, the way it looks now, when Austin Hayes comes back, then maybe he goes back down. But I don't know that this is doing him a whole lot of good right now.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Now, Kyle Bradish is there. John Means is there. They're literally at Camden Yards with the team. Brandon Hyde said before the game yesterday, Rich, that both will be back at some point this week. Now we start to try to put pieces together. And as we look at pitchers who could be moved to new roles or could be moved out altogether, where are we connecting dots here?
Well, the only two guys who have options left in the bullpen are Keegan Aiken, who's been pitching very well, and Yennier Cano, who last night Brandon Hyde said was the key to the game. So that's difficult. They have a couple of starters with options, but I don't think they're going to go that route. I mean, Dean Kramer and Grayson Rodriguez have options, but I don't think that's happening. Johan Ramirez, who was picked up a few weeks ago. Well, I think he's obviously somebody who might not be with the team, but you know, there could be another injury. In the next few days, and it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do, you know, with Albert Suarez and Cole Irvin, who Cole Irvin's been pitching really well the last couple of times out, and Suarez had those first two a strong start, the last one not as strong. And they could be, they could have some new roles. Neither of them has, neither of them has options. So this is kind of tricky here. But, a guy could have an injury. Or they could decide that Kimbrell has to go on the, injured list. I mean, they're talking as if Kimbrell's going to be okay in a few days. But if he's not okay in a few days, then maybe they make a move.
Rich, we look at the AL East right now, and, it's not even May. Today's the last day of April, and everybody's clanking around 500. I mean, Tampa just got swept by Chicago, but they did beat the Brewers last night. And we were talking about it yesterday with Pete Caldera from the Bergen Record. Even though it's only, air quotes, Rich, April, are the Yankees and Orioles kind of the teams? And, Boston's doing very well, but the injuries, you assume, have to catch up to them. Sooner or later, are we looking at the two, like 6 months from now or 5 months from now, is it kind of going to be at least at the top of the standings, Baltimore and New York?
It could very well be. And, and the team you didn't mention is Toronto.
Right.
Toronto is always a very, Toronto's always been a pest for the Orioles. Whether, you have a year like last year where they won a bunch of games against them or not. So don't sleep on the Blue Jays. I was thinking ahead last night to the last week in September. Last week in September, they're going to Yankee Stadium for three games. So those could be very, very important games. And, with the schedule the way it is now, with just 13 games, the series are spread out. They have one, this four-game series now. They go to New York for three games in June. The Yankees come here for three games in July. And then the Orioles are there in September. So those games are very spread out, and it makes the games even more meaningful. When it was 19 games, people kind of got sick of, of the Orioles and the Yankees and the Orioles and the Red Sox all the time. But now maybe it makes these games more special. So they are very, very important. They're very, very important games. And, yes, I could see them coming down to the wire.
Rich Dubroff, tell everybody what's happening at BaltimoreBaseball.com.
Well, Orioles coverage 24/7. We have some Peter Schmuck sprinkled in. And then on our sister website, BaltimoreSports.com, coverage of the Ravens by Todd Karpovich.
Rich, it is Turn It Up Tuesday. Anything you want to hear cranked at 12?
I'd like to hear some Sinatra.
Hey, we can do that. Any song preference or just, we just play Billy Joel putting us all to sleep with one of his ballads. But anything you want to hear from Frank Sinatra, you want to stay improvised and adapt, or do you have a song request?
Well, have an angel. Have an angel eyes, because then I could say, Bob, excuse me while I disappear.
Rich Dubroff, on that note, enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday, and I'll see you down at Crandon Yards tonight around 3:35, apparently.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Bob.
There's Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Angel Eyes, that's not ringing a bell. Maybe we'll hear that when we come back. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, if you're on the phones, we'll take you next. Kevin Allstreicher, USA Today, Ravens Wire. Look back at the draft and Rashad Bateman's contract situation. Come to find out, I didn't know this, he wasn't even eligible for his fifth-year option.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Picked up.
Sports with Balls. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Have fun, you happy people. The drink and the light.
I'm guessing this is Angel Eyes.
You guessed correct.
Well, Rich Dubroff, it's for you, my friend. I guess he disappears at some point in the song. Gotta be honest with you, I'm not familiar with it. I mean, we all know Frank Sinatra. Great icons of the 20th century. Transcended entertainment. He was a beast. Old Frank Sinatra. But there you go. Turn It Up Tuesday. See? Doesn't have to be Maiden or Priest or anybody of that ilk. Slayer. Be whatever you want. Just send a request in. 410-583-1057. Plaza for the text line. Nolan McGraw is waiting for you. Orioles-Yankees game two of the series coming up tonight. 6:35. Baltimore baseball tonight at 5:30, live from Pickles. Me, Mike Bordick, Ryan Ripken. Ripken getting you ready to rock and roll. Got Dean Kramer against Nestor Cortez. Orioles trying to take game two after a frustrating 2 out of 3 series loss to the A's. Nice bounce back for the Birds in a low-scoring game. But you know, you got two of the best offenses in the majors going at it. It's going to be 90-ish down at Camden Yards. Last night's kind of the aberration, Nolan. I think the next 3 days might have some slow-pitch softball numbers attached to it here.
Well, if you ask the Yankees fans, if the Orioles didn't move the left field wall, then they would have put up 30 last night.
They can go bleep themselves. I don't care about them. How about your right field wall at Yankee Stadium?
Right.
Like wind-blown pop-ups fly into the stands.
And they could have stacked their lineup with lefties all these years, and they refused to do it.
Whatever. Who cares? But last night was a really good game, 2-0. I expect some more fireworks here moving forward in this series. What do you think, everybody? 410-583-1057, Kevin Ostreicher. USA Today, the Ravens Wire, coming up next. Let's go to Ellicott City. It's Bill. Bill, what's up?
Hey, Bob. Hey, you know, every time the Yankees come to town, Oriole fans take a lot of grief, and we've had a lot of failure for a lot of years. But I'm going to tell you why the Yankees are a much bigger failure than the Orioles are. You know, the Yankees consistently have among the highest payroll in baseball, and I don't know what it is this year, but I'm guessing it's right behind the Dodgers or in the top three. And, you know, when you make that kind of commitment every year to win a World Series by putting up the team you do and the biggest payroll, among the biggest payrolls in baseball, and you fail for 15 years to win a World Series, well, that's the definition of failure to me. You know, the Orioles obviously have had, you know, their problems over the years, but winning on a payroll that when you're expected to win the division every year has not been one of their problems and still isn't. So, you know, we take grief from Yankee fans, but, man, I'll tell you, they are the definition of failure to me. Spending the most money that you can and being in every year, all in, and your fans expecting a World Series and not winning one in 15 years, you can have that.
All right, Bill. Bill in Ellicott City, thank you for the call. Look, in theory, I hear what you're saying, but let's point out the harsh reality of it. And Nolan, I've mentioned this on the air many times because, you know, it's a reality. I was 18 years old the last time the Orioles won a World Series. I'll be 60 in January. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it is kind of still a 15 years, the exorbitant payrolls, we get it. But they have been in World Series and Championship Series since then, and they've fallen short. I'm sure Yankee fans will say they got hosed when the Astros were banging on trash cans, whatever it was they were doing back in those days. But, you know, they won more World Series by far than any franchise in baseball history. But if you want to use a similar comparison, maybe it's like, you know, Calipari in Kentucky, number one recruiting class year after year after year. And air quotes, only won one national championship. And it got to the point where they were just sick of him and cutting him off to old Arkansas there.
Yeah, I mean, the caller makes a good point that expectations change when you're spending that much money. But
right,
if you're going to compare Yankees to Orioles, sign me up for five trips to the ALCS in the span of 15 years.
And they did win, what, three straight World Series at the turn of the century here, or close to it?
Mm-hmm.
Going through the Orioles in you know, one of those championship years back in 96. And Angelo's, Peter, was all in on spending some dough, and the Orioles still couldn't get over the hump in that brief period of time. But, yeah, I hear what you say. They spend money with the expectations every year just to outspend. We'll just beat you with our big money, you know, wallets here in a submission, and whatever we want, we'll go get. But the Orioles haven't won a World Series since Reagan's first term. I would still take the Orioles' core over New York's. I mean, Anthony Volpe, as brilliant as he is as a defender, even though he cundiffed that or booted that one last night, Gunnar Henderson's a bazillion times better than this guy will ever be as a ball player.
Right. The Orioles got players in their farm system that could fill starting spots on the Yankees.
Joey Ortiz, you could make an argument, just as good as Volpe is defensively. Now, Volpe's got a little pop. But anyway, I don't want to start nitpicking. Yeah. Orioles haven't won since 83. Can't start yapping. That was my go-to with the Red Sox fans when I, in my heckling days at either Memorial Stadium or Camden Yard. You guys haven't won a World Series since like 1908. Well, they've won three since the turn of the century. Don't even have that as the old ammo. Vinny Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's off. Bob Haney and Nolan McGraw. Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today. Ravens haven't won a Super Bowl. Oh, my God. In 12 years, they just made the AFC Championship game. However, are they positioned to at least get that far? And is it all about the Super Bowl? Anything less will be uncivilized. And the Rashad Bateman contract, he signed it, but man, we found out some news yesterday that was a little interesting for sure.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.